Have you ever stopped to think about what's really going on behind the curtain at the streaming places you use, like every single day, beyond just, your playlists and the new music alerts? There's the whole world of strategy and legal stuff and some really intense debates about how we all listen to music.
Absolutely.
So today we're doing a deep dive into all the recent stuff happening around, well, one of the biggest names, Spotify.
Yeah.
We're going to look at why some creators, and actually a lot of users too, are starting to ask, is it kind of over for Spotify as we know it?
Right.
Our main source for this is a really, really good YouTube video by Top Music Attorney. It lays things out super clearly.
It's very insightful.
And our mission here is to unpack all of it. The new features they're planning, the big strategic moves, some ethical questions, competition, all that stuff.
Kind of what it means.
Exactly. What it means for you, the listener, and obviously for the artists. Okay, let's get into this. There is a lot going on here.
Yeah, and what's so interesting is how all these different things, they might seem separate, but they really connect. It's a much bigger picture for the whole music industry.
Totally.
It's not just about Spotify, you know? It's about how creators, tech, and well, us the listeners, how that relationship is changing, sometimes pretty dramatically.
Okay, so let's kick things off with something Spotify has been talking about for a bit. This ambitious super premium deluxe tier.
Right, the deluxe one.
They've said it's coming by the end of 2025, and it sounds, well, deluxe. Higher resolution audio, which audiophiles will love,
Sure.
early access to concert tickets. But here's the kicker, the really interesting part. Users will be able to remix music right there on Spotify.
And that, from a creative's viewpoint, is huge. I mean, remixing traditionally, it's not just pressing a button. It's often a collaboration. It needs permission. Producers, people who do this for a living, they usually get paid. They have a say in how their work gets used. So the idea that any user could just do this on Spotify, that really shakes things up. It changes a lot of the old understanding.
That ability to remix sounds amazing for like creativity,
Yeah.
but legally, wow. Can they even do that? How does that work with copyright?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But interestingly, it looks like they might have paved the way already through some older contract language.
Older language.
Yeah, we or rather the source kind of reverse engineered the standard contracts artists sign with digital distributors, DistroKid, CD Baby, those guys.
Okay.
And what you often find in those agreements, and this is pretty common, is language giving the distributor the right to then grant remix or modification rights to Spotify.
Wait, even before AI remixing was a thing, what was that language even for back then?
Exactly. It was often put in there pre-AI. The original idea was probably for things like making short song previews for iTunes.
Oh, right, like the 30-second clips.
Yeah, or other promotional uses where maybe they needed a slightly different version, so the distributor needed that permission. But now, with that language already existing, if DistroKid and the others have the right to give Spotify remix rights, well, then Spotify probably can do this. The legal basis seems to be there, even if it wasn't intended for this originally.
Wow, that's kind of
Yeah.
mind-blowing. Using old fine print for something totally new.
Yeah.
But were artists really aware they were signing that away?
That's the big question, right? Probably not. Not in this context. It just shows how technology moves way faster than, standard legal stuff sometimes.
Okay, so if they're really planning this premium tier with remixing, we should be seeing some hints, right? Some groundwork being laid.
Definitely, and we are.
What's the biggest sign you're seeing?
Well, one clear indicator is this new mix feature they've got in beta right now.
The mix feature, right? You mentioned it's more than just crossfading between songs. What can users actually do with it?
Yeah, it's a big step up. Users can basically act like a DJ. You can adjust the fades precisely, tweak the volume, change the EQ.
Like bass and treble controls?
Exactly. Add effects. You even get waveform visuals and beat data to work with. It's much more hands-on, almost like using pro software, but right in your playlist.
Huh. I can just picture people trying to be superstar DJs in their kitchens now. But even if it's just for personal use, acting like a DJ, that still feels like it pushes some boundaries, doesn't it?
It does. Even for personal listening, it gives you a level of control over the original track that wasn't really there before for the average user. It, again, kind of blurs the lines around modifying copyrighted work, even just for yourself. It's a powerful tool, definitely.
And it seems like Spotify isn't stopping at just music manipulation. They're also apparently trying to become more of a social media platform.
That's the other big push, yeah. Music Business Worldwide reported they're rolling out direct messaging, DMs, right in the Spotify app.
DMs. like Instagram or WhatsApp? What's it thinking there?
Well, the goal seems pretty clear. It will get people sharing more within the app.
Give them scroll.
Exactly. Boost engagement, make the platform stickier. They don't just want to be where you play music. They want to be where you talk about music, share music, basically spend more time.
Like WhatsApp for music or Instagram.
Yeah, something like that. If you're messaging and sharing in the app, you're less likely to leave, right?
Yeah.
You might discover more, listen more.
But here's the thing. Will people actually want that? Will the average user feel like Spotify is getting kind of bloated?
That's the risk.
Its whole thing has always been music, finding music, listening. If they add all this social stuff, does it dilute that? Do people just want a clean music player?
That's the tightrope they're walking. Will users see it as added value or just noise? It's a big bet on expanding what Spotify is.
Speaking of users maybe getting annoyed or looking elsewhere, here's where things get really interesting. The external pressures.
Right.
Let's start with a big competitor move. Apple Music just rolled out something huge.
The playlist import tool.
Exactly. Think about all those playlists you spent years building on Spotify.
Mm.
I know mine feel like, you know, works of art.
Mm-hmm. Hours and hours.
Now, Apple Music has a tool. It's out in the US, UK, Canada, a bunch of places already, that lets you import those playlists. Just like that.
Yeah.
For anyone who's ever thought about switching but just couldn't face rebuilding everything, that's a massive deal.
It really is a potential game changer because that playlist inertia, the time investment, that's one of the biggest things keeping people locked into Spotify.
Definitely.
Apple just removed that barrier. Makes it way easier for someone to say, okay, let me try something else. It gives users a lot more power.
And it feels like maybe more people are thinking about switching or at least questioning things. There's this other big issue causing backlash. The CEO, Daniel Ek, and his investments.
Ah, yes, the Helsing investment.
Right. He personally invested, what was it, just under $700 million into a German company called Helsing. And they specialize in AI for military software, drones, things like that.
Now, when we talk about this stuff, it's important we stick to what the source reported, you know, not take sides.
Of course.
But the source highlights this investment as a major point of contention. It raises big questions for artists and users about, well, values. Does the platform leadership's investments align with their own beliefs?
And the source explicitly says this became a primary reason for some artists leaving, a mass exodus.
Yeah, driven by ethical concerns, essentially, a feeling of misalignment.
And we saw actual examples, like the band King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. They pulled their music very publicly, called out Dr. Evil Tech Bros.
Mm-hmm.
And another artist, Zuzu, posted about pulling her music from what she called a garbage hole, violent Armageddon portal Spotify. Strong words.
Very strong. And it shows it wasn't just one or two voices. It tapped into a real discomfort among some artists about those business connections.
So you have competition making it easier to leave and ethical concerns pushing people away. But there's another problem brewing inside the platform itself. AI music and fraud.
Yeah, this is a growing headache. The source talks about AI being used not just to make music, but to actually impersonate real artists. Identity fraud, like AI pretending to be human artists.
Exactly. And Spotify has a policy. They say they'll kick off users who misrepresent themselves.
Sure.
But the perception, at least from the source, is that enforcement is maybe lacking, especially with AI acts. They mentioned an example, the Velvet Sundown.
What happened there?
Apparently, they lied about their identity, got called out, but instead of being removed, they just updated their bio, which suggests Spotify didn't necessarily delete the fraudulent content.
Yes, the policy is there, but the follow-through might be inconsistent. Why would that be? Is it just too hard to catch?
That's probably a big part of it. The sheer amount of music being uploaded every day is staggering.
Yeah.
Combine that with how good AI is getting at sounding human. It's incredibly hard to police effectively. It's like whack-a-mole.
And the long-term worry.
The long-term threat is serious. If you have this massive flood of AI music, and some of it is fraudulent, it could just drown out actual human artists.
Make it impossible to get discovered. Potentially, yeah. It could fundamentally change how streaming works, making it much harder for real creators to find an audience or even just be heard above the noise.
Okay, so let's pull this together for the independent artists listening. We've got weird contract stuff for remixing, social media bloat, easier ways for listeners to leave, ethical dramas, AI fraud. What does this all mean if you're just trying to make music and maybe make a living? Sounds rough.
It absolutely is challenging. The Source really pushes this idea that maybe we need to rethink what streaming platforms are for artists.
How so?
The perspective is that platforms like Spotify, they aren't really set up for artists to make significant money from the streams themselves.
Right, the payouts are tiny.
Exactly. So maybe think of them more as
Well,
glorified marketing tools.
marketing. So use it for exposure, not income.
Kind of. You put your music there to get discovered, find fans, build an audience. But the actual money-making might need to happen elsewhere.
Which leads to that sell before you stream idea the source mentioned.
The idea is prioritize selling your music directly first, on your own website or maybe Bandcamp where fans can pay what they want.
Build that direct connection with fans who will pay.
Exactly. Cultivate that relationship with your core supporters before or maybe alongside putting it on the big streaming platforms for broader reach. It's about finding other ways to get paid, basically, not relying just on stream revenue.
Because the platforms, as they are now, are often not set up to really help you be successful financially as an artist, especially if you're indie.
That's the argument, yeah. They offer reach, but maybe not sustainable income for most.
I get that, but I can also hear artists thinking, easier said than done. Pulling your music off Spotify makes it harder for casual fans to find you.
True, it's a trade-off.
And who wants to fight all the distributors, set up web stores, manage payments, especially if you're also working a day job just to fund your music?
It's a genuine dilemma. The classic reach versus revenue problem. How do you get heard widely but also get paid fairly?
It's like walking a tightrope. Use the platform for marketing, but try to build direct sales for survival.
That seems to be the emerging strategy for many independents, yeah. Find that balance.
So, wrapping this up,
Yeah.
what a landscape. Spotify is clearly at some kind of inflection point.
Definitely feels that way.
You've got these ambitious new features like remixing built on maybe shaky legal ground from old contracts. They're pushing hard into social media with DMs, but at the same time, huge external pressures. Apple making it easy to jump ship. Serious ethical questions about the CEO's investments causing artists to leave.
And the internal issue of AI fraud just looming.
Right, the sheer volume of AI potentially drowning out real artists.
Yeah.
So, for you, the listener, maybe think about how this could change your experience. Is Spotify going to become this bloated social thing, or maybe a super cool remix tool you'll love?
Or will these controversies actually make you think differently about where you listen?
That's exactly. How much does the behind-the-scenes stuff matter to you? The business deals, the investments, does that change how you feel about hitting play?
It really brings it back to that bigger picture connection, doesn't it? Between artists, the platforms, and us, the listeners.
Yeah.
It's always shifting. And these developments really underline how important it is for everyone involved, creators, listeners, everyone to stay aware, you know?
Understand the forces at play.
Right. And think about what kind of music ecosystem we actually want to support with our listening time, and maybe our money too. The future isn't just about the tech, it's about the choices we all make within it. Your role as a listener, it matters more than you might realize.